This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. There's a movie a few of you might be old enough to remember. It was made in 1986, and it was called Out on a Limb, and it was based on a book that was an autobiography of Shirley MacLaine. And in this movie, she is feeling lost. She talks about her fame, her glory, her talent. She'd been going all over the world performing, getting huge crowds and accolades, and yet something was missing. And she was talking to her good friend Bella Abzug, that might ring a bell to some of you that are my age too. And she said, "I just don't get it. There's something wrong. There's something missing in my life." And Bella said to her, "Well, you have everything." And she said, "No, I am missing something." And so she decided to have an affair with a married man and thought maybe that would do it. Well, it didn't. And then she still was feeling empty. She was still feeling empty and struck up a friendship with a man called David. And David began to talk to her about spirituality and about her life and about God. And they had some amazing, amazing conversations. So one day they're having one of these conversations and they're on the beach. And he's talking to her, and she's saying, "Well, I think I get it. I think I do." And he was telling her that she was one with God. She was one with God. And she said, I just don't understand. And he said, "Well, I have an exercise that might help you to understand what this means." And so she said, "All right." And he convinced her to say an affirmation as she looked out across the vast ocean. And she stood up and he said, "Put your arms out and say it." And so she puts her arms out to the ocean and she says, "I am God." She lost me right there. I have a little bit of an issue with that. I'm sure that Shirley MacLaine is a wonderful person, and the movie actually did have some really good points in it. However, I think that the quote that I found from a guy by the name of Michael Coist, who is a French priest, wraps it up real clearly for me. He said, "We are not God. We are simply the image of God, and our task is gradually to discover that image and set it free." I want to say it one more time. We are not God. We are simply the image of God. And our task is to gradually discover that image and set it free. John the Baptist knew this. And today's gospel tells this. And for those of you who were here last week, this gospel sounded a lot like last week's gospel, which was from Mark. But today's is from John. And he's always a little more mystical, John. There's several differences. A little recap from last week, for those of you that weren't here. We set the scene. I asked you to pretend that we lived in first century Jerusalem and that we kept hearing about this crazy guy, John, down by the river. And I asked you to walk with me down to the river, and we walked down to the river. And we were told then to see what would happen there and then to walk with me home. And we did that. And we found out, as we made our way through the crowd at the river's edge, that this guy, John, was absolutely mesmerizing. Everybody from the Judean countryside and all of Jerusalem were going there. So we naturally had to go to see what the big deal was. And we were there, and we saw him. And what was the biggest part of what he said is that he was not pointing to himself. Well, today, we're back at the River Jordan. We went home, well, we're back this week. We've come out of the water. The crowds are still thronging around, but we overhear a conversation that didn't happen last week. And the conversation that we overhear are these priests and leaders of the temple talking about the authorities sending them to find out who this guy was, because he was creating such a stir that they were afraid of him and he was threatening their power. And so they went up to John and they said, "Who are you?" And John, knowing that they figured he was the Messiah, because a lot of people were claiming to be the Messiah then, figuring that that's what they thought he might be, said, "I am not the Messiah. I am not the Messiah." And they said, "Well, then who are you? Are you Elijah?" And he said, "I am not Elijah. Are you the prophet?" "I am not the prophet." He said, "I am the one crying out in the wilderness. I am not the light. I am here to testify to the light. I am here because I have discovered my image and I've set it free. I am a reflection of the light of Christ." As we gather here and we explore John the Baptist and his model for us in our life, we too begin to get a glimpse that maybe we can figure out what our image is, what our image is in this world. We are called to recognize this Jesus in our midst. If you remember from the reading, John was saying, "One you don't realize is here. He's right here." And we too need to recognize this Jesus in our midst, in one another's eyes, in everyone with whom we come in contact, and especially those in need, those who have no food, those who have no clothes. And we respond to that. Our image reaches out to their image. And as we gather each week and we get to know this light, we gradually discover our own unique image of God, and hopefully, you're inspired to then go out and do your own work, supported to set your own image free in this world. And maybe you already know what your vocation is, and maybe you're struggling with how to live into that. Well, this is a place like that River Jordan where you gather with other people to find out how to stay strong. And if you don't know what your vocation is yet, or you need to change careers, or maybe it's your family, then this is the model of John the Baptist to help to figure out. If we gather each week in this place and we have the strength and the courage to hear our vocations and our true calling, and we're doing our own work during the week, we can change this community and this world. Something is happening here. This service is growing and growing. And I am convinced that together we can really make a difference. We can be courageous. Who are we? How are we on fire? How can we be on fire in this place? How are we reflecting the light of Christ so brightly that people will flock to this place from all over? It's not only up to the musicians, although they do an amazing job, right? And it's not only up to me. Hopefully you get a little bit, yes. Hopefully you get a little bit from the word being preached, from the prayers being read. But it's really about all of us finding our own way and then coming together in that celebration. And it's happening here. I see it. I see you sharing that light with one another. I know some stories of people reaching out and being there in the really hard times or asking for help when they need it. It's happening. It's happening. Who are we? Ann Graham Standish wrote an article recently for the Alban Institute, which is a nationally recognized think tank of sorts for church development and faith formation. And he speaks of churches that are growing and churches that are declining. And he said what he has consistently noticed in churches that decline is that they have no sense that Christ is there in their midst. They come, they go through the motions, but do they really get it? Do they really believe that Christ is there in their midst? He says they are the ones that are declining, that have no sense that Christ is in their midst, that this presence of Christ can bless them and make their churches places of love. He says that those that thrive are communities that are open to God at their core and expect an encounter with Christ when they walk in the door. They expect it. And even if they have that doubt, they walk in saying, okay, I expect to meet you here, Christ. And then they do. And it's going to be different for each one of us, just like each of our vocations is different. What each of us brings to our lives, we each discover our unique image of God and then reflect it to the whole, and together we'll change the world. Expect that encounter with Christ, because bidden or not bidden, Christ is present. Carl Jung said that, and he had it over his doorway when you go in, and he even put it on his tombstone. Bidden or not bidden, Christ is here. I invite you to come, to go somewhere where neither myself, nor you, nor the band, nor any of us have ever been before, and see what God can do with us. In closing, I offer you an adaptation of a quote by Marianne Williamson from her book, A Return to Love. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is the light of God's image within us, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, talented, brave, authentically myself? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightening about shrinking so that other people won't feel bad or feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. End quote. May we rejoice in the knowledge and love of God, and the expectancy and the knowledge of Jesus' presence in this place. Amen.